Bishop Marcelo, thank you so much for talking to us. Today is a very special day for the community here at the Cathedral of Christ the King, but for the church at large in South Africa. Your message to the community, to the church in South Africa, as we observe this remembrance of the visit of Pope St. John Paul to South Africa 30 years ago.
Well, I would like to congratulate, first of all, the people of the Archdiocese of Johannesburg, the Cardinal in particular, for the celebration of the 65th anniversary of the Cathedral Church, which is also a place of communion, you know, for the people, but also for the church in Southern Africa for the these 30 years since the visit of Pope John Paul. I remember that day quite vividly well. I was one of those seminarians who were actually serving in that mass in Gothos Park, and it was memorable because John Paul II was a man of faith, a man of deep prayer, but the man of great courage. And today, as we celebrate this, we pray that also our own churches may be known by the courageous witness, you know, to the gospel values. And we pray that God will bless all the people of Johannesburg and South Africa, and let St. John Paul II intercede for us. Thank you.
Of course, today also marks the 65th anniversary of the establishment of this cathedral. It is a very meaningful cathedral, and as the nuncio himself said, you know, although times have changed, this cathedral remains in the heart of the city, remains a place of refuge, a place of prayer for the community, for the people around it. And this was also echoed, the same sentiments were echoed with the message from Cardinal Breslin. What are your words with regards to this celebration and marking this cathedral a heritage site?
Well, first of all, let us also acknowledge the beauty. You know, those stained doors and glasses actually were a great moment, you know, for the church. In the olden days, you know, churches used to be a place of, you know, a gathering where people could use the symbolism, you know, in the church to learn about the faith. So the cathedral is really a place of communion. For me, it is also a place of refuge, because at the end of the day, many people come here. And it is my hope and prayer that the cathedral would really become a place of hospitality, place of inclusivity, where people are welcomed, people are given hope, and then people are also shown the way also to happiness. So I congratulate the people of Johannesburg as they celebrate this milestone with this cathedral, which continues to give life to people. Many people were buried there, were baptized there, were married there, and many received sacraments there. So the cathedral is ultimately the place of life.